Zog the Gemara, the bottom of Tzadi Zayin, Omer Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon. Mir Shus HaRabim, L'Shus HaRabim, L'Shus Yochid Be'emtza. If someone throws from one Rishus Rabbim to another Rishus Rabbim, and it passes through a Rishus HaYochid, Rabbi Mechayev V'Chachomim Poitrin. Rabbi says Yechayev, and Chomim say Yepotr. Now Chomim say Yepotr, because he went from one Rishus Rabbim to another Rishus Rabbim, there wasn't any Hoitzah or Achnosa, it stayed in the same Rishus. The fact that it went through Rishus HaYochid is not going to be a reason why you're going to be Chayev. Now the fact that it went from in the Rishus Rabbim itself, you have to say that it wasn't a Havaras Dalad Amas Rishus Rabbim, or you don't say that two Rishus Rabbims are Mitztarif, like the Gemara is going to say later that they are. But assuming that it's not Dalad Amas Rishus Rabbim, so merely you're not going to be Chayev anything. Rabbi is Mechayev. Rabbi is the Chiddush that Yechayev is because, Zog the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu, Rabbi Ela Bishus HaYochid Mekura. It's only when the Rishus HaYochid is covered, it's enclosed. So because it's enclosed, Dam Rinon Beis HaKamanda Malya Damya. So we look at it like the house is totally Mole Hevel. It's covered, so it's dark. It's as if it's filled up from the floor all the way to the ceiling. So when something ultimately passes through, even though it didn't really land, it's like it landed. It's Kamanda Malya. So it's like it's filled up. So merely Yechayev, because you went from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus HaYochid. It's Kamanda Malya Damya. So Yechayev for Hachnosa. Aval She'ena Mekura. But if this Rishus HaYochid is not Mekura, it's not Mekura, it's not covered, so then Loi, even Rebbe would not be Chayev. So the machloek is Rebbe and Chachom is by Rishus HaYochid, that's Mekura, when you're throwing from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Rabbim, and it passes through Rishus HaYochid, Rebbe is Mechayev because it's Mekura. But if it's not Mekura, you'd be part of going to Rebbe too. Zog the Gemara, the following statement, Omer Rav Chona, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mechayev hoya Rebbe Shtayim. This maisa that you're throwing from one Rishus Rabbim to another Rishus Rabbim through Rishus HaYochid, that's Mekura. You're Chayev, because base command of Malia, you're not just Chayev one Zog Davchona, you're Chayev two. One, Achaz Mishum Hoitzah, Achaz Mishum Achnosa. One is Hoitzah, is from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim when it continues, and one is Achnosa, when it enters the Rishus HaYochid from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus HaYochid. That's Achnosa. So you're Chayev two Chatois, one for Achnosa and one for Hoitzah. Chronologically, it's Hachnosa first, and then Hoitzah. You threw from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim. It went through Rishus HaYochid, Kaman Amalia. It's Hachnosa, and then Hoitzah. Zog the Gemara, Yosef Rav Chona, V'kokashalei. Rav Chona said this statement in the name of Rav Yehuda Shmuel. So Rav Chona had the following kash on this memra that he brought down, that Rebbe is Mechayev Shtayim. Zog the Gemara, Dav Tzari Zayin Omid Beis, Lememra de Mechayev Rebbe, I told him Mokamav. We're saying now that Rebbe is Chayev for Hachnosa and for Hitzah. Hachnosa, we learned in the Gemara earlier before in the Tzarivov and Beis, that it's called a Tolda. So that means you're Chayev on a Tolda b'makamav. V'otanya, Rebbe himself holds not like that. Shteitin posuk dvorim hadvorim eila dvorim. It says eila dvorim. It could have said dovar. It says dvorim. So that's two. Hadvorim is an extra hey, you're three. And eila b'gamachia is 36. So 36 plus 3 is 39. So from here we derive Elu Lamatas Malochas Shenem Lamoshe Misi B'Sinai. So these are the Lamatas Malochas. So it says Yechayev Dafka Lamates. And you're not Chayev Tolda B'Mokamav. Behelam Echad Demax Yechayev is Lamates. Well, according to this, you should be Chayev more than Lamates if Rebbe is Mechayev Tolda B'Mokamav. So how could it be that Rebbe is Mechayev Shtayim for Hachnos and Hoitzah, that means Yechayev told the Mokamav, then it would be more than Lamates Melochas Behelam Echad if you do the Tolda too. And for the Gemara, Omer le Rav Yosef, Mara Ho Masinlei, you're learning this memra of Rav Chona, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Chona Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, that it's Rebbe is Mechayev Shtayim is going on this memra, that Yechayev too is going on Rebbe's memra, it's not going on Rebbe's memra. Zog the Gemara v'kashle and yav v'kashle Rebbe ad Rebbe. Rebbe is Mechayev told the Mokamav if it's going on this memra, then Mechayev Rebbe's time. And Rebbe says you're not Chayev told the Mokamav because it says clearly only Chayev 39. So you have a steer in Rebbe. Anon ad Rebbe Yehuda mastin in law. Rabbi Yosef told Rav Chona it's not shver bechlal this whole memra. This memra that Mechayev is time is not going on Rebbe, it's going on Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is Mechayev Shtayim. But like Kashlon, so man, there's no steer in Rebbe. What's this Rebbe Yehuda? The Tanya state as follows in the Braisa. If someone is Zurich, Mishus Yochid Lishus Rabim, Vovadaladamas Bishus Rabim, if you're throwing from Mishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim and it passes through the Rishus Rabim four Amas, before it lands, it passes four Amas. So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Yechayev, because you went from Mishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim,
and you also mavid dalad amis v'chomim poitrin. Now on that the Gemara says Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel that yichayev not just one mechayev or Rav Yudah shtayim achas mishum haitzo. Number one, you're throwing from shus yochet to shus rabim so tzo. You're achas mishum avora, and at the end of the day, you're being mavid dalad amis b'shus rabim too. Now Rav Yehuda Takez Mechayev told him Mokamav, because Avora is also a told him Mokamav. But that would not be shver, because we don't find anywhere that Rav Yehuda says, you're not Chayev told him Mokamav. He doesn't say this limud of Hadvorim, that it's only 39. Now Rashi says, the Havora that you Chayev on is Dafka because you say Klute Kemishuncha at the onset of the Rishus Rabim. So Rashi, Rabbonim Patria Avora, the reason why you put an Avora, Pshim Deloy Svirle Klute Kemishuncha Damya, Vetahava Kemishuncha Mishiyotze Mepesach, if you say klut kemishuncha, so you chayv for it so from mishus yochet to mishus rabim, and you chayv again as if it's neka from the onset of mishus rabim, the beginning of mishus rabim, dalat amis further. V'nochel esayv dalat, aval chayv mishum oitzo. So rabbonon say you put on the avor, you only chayv oitzo from akir mishus yochet and anochem mishus rabim. Rabbi Yehuda's mechayv also for avora because he say klut kemishuncha at the onset of the beginning of the mishus rabim. So you chayv for oitzo, and then again you chayv for the avora. Now, the Mefarshim Bavorn, it seems to imply over here that the only time you're going to be chayv for Avora is if you say klutik mishuhuncha and it's a new Akira in the beginning of the Rishus Rabim. Why can't the Akira of the Rishus HaYochid help for an Avora in Rishus Rabim? L'chayra, if you hold that Avora is the Ike Avora, is the Avora that Alam Rishus Rabim, and the Akira Anoch is only a Tanai, but it can even be done in a different Rishus, that means you can have an Akira in Rishus Yochid and Anoch in Rishus Yochid, and you chayv because you're married Alam in Rishus Rabim. So then, mind of Kamina, that there was no klut kemishuncha to create a new akira nishus rabim. You have the akira of the rishus ayochid. On that, the achrayim want to say that it might have worked by regular havaras dal ramis yikla oilim. You can have an akira nishus ayochid too, but not when you're utilizing this akira for hoitzah. This akira nishus ayochid, you're using the akira for being chayev on the hoitzah from nishus ayochid to nishus rabim. That same akira cannot now function also for an avoradik, an akira for the avora. That's why you need a klut kemishuncha. You need a new akira in the beginning of Rishus Rabim. Ein chenami regla avoras dal ramz Rishus Rabim. You can have akira in a different Rishus also, as long as the avor is in the dal ramz Rishus Rabim. But over here, you can utilize the akira of Rishus Yochid, because this akira of Rishus Yochid is the akira for the chiyuv hoitzah from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. And that's why, according to Rabbonon, you take a pot from avora, you only chay for hoitzah. And according to Reb Yehuda, that says klut kemishuncha, you also have an avora. This is how the stipling Kilis Yankov explains the Lomdas, because otherwise it's schwer. According to the Shita Samiri and other Shitas that hold, Rabbi Kivega holds like that. For Havara, you don't need an Akira in the same Rishus that you're being Mavid Dalad Amis. So why over here would you need an Akira in the beginning of the Rishus Rabim? The Teretz is because this Akira is already utilized for Hoitzah. Zok the stipler, that's why you can't utilize the same Akira again. So it's only if you hold Klut Kemishuncha that you have a new Akira at the beginning of the Rishus Rabim. So Loilam comes out, the Gemara is saying that Rav Chana's statement in the name of Rav Yudom HaShmuel that Mechayiv Shtayim is not going on Rebbe, but it rather is going on this Rav Yehuda, that when you throw from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim and it's Mavet Dalad Amis in Rishus Rabim, Rav Yehuda was taka Mechayiv Shtayim. Zok the Gemara, I'll prove you that it's Mechayiv Shtayim, and on that Rabbanon argue and you only Chayiv one. Why? The East, Salkadai Techadu the Mechayiv. If you're going to say that Yudas Mechayiv only means one, you only Chayiv for Hitzah, and on that Rabbanon argue, and you say not Chayiv at all, Michal the Rabbanon Pati Legamri, that means that Zerik is Potter when you Zerik from Mishus Yochid to Mishus Rabim. Why would you be Potter in Gansen? How Apik then Mishus Yochid to Mishus Rabim? You're being Moitzim Mishus Yochid to Mishus Rabim. Why would Rabbanon argue? Must be the Chomim don't argue on the Hoitzah part, they only argue on the Havorah part. So we see Rabbi was Mechayiv Shtayim on the Hoitzah on the Havorah, and Rabbanon Patri on the Havorah, because they don't take Klutim Mishuncha. Zok tomorrow, what's the Raya? Being Matrik this Gufa? Mimai? Dilma loyalim em loch abidu chadu dem chayv. Lona abidu loyalim chayv one. When you zerg from Shus Yochid to Shus Rabim, you chayv on the hoitzah. Ve Rabbona pati legam, and Rabbona say you take a pot on the hoitzah too. Ve hechim ishkachas lo, why would Rabbona say you pot on the hoitzah? Zog di gemara, going to Omar, ad nafkele le Shus Rabim tanuach. That means the person is saying, I want it to land when it enters the Shus Rabim right away. Initially, as soon as it enters the Shus Rabim, that's where I want it to land. And the machlekes now, what happened is, it did not land right over there. It landed only 4 amos later. Uba okam ifugi, and the Yisrael machlekes, Rabbi Yudah Rabbanon is telling in the following. The Rabbi Yudah Sov, Amrino Klut Kemishuncha Damya, since you say Klut Kemishuncha in the air, it's considered like it's landed. So Mamele, it's considered in the Rishus Rabbin, right in the onset, where he wanted. It's his kaim machshavtoi. Visavdele machshavtoi. So Mamele Yechayev for the hoitso, because it's kaim machshavtoi.
Now, legabi da havore, that it continues, even though it might be considered that it's shuv nekar, lo oilam Rabbi Yudah is not chayiv atol b'mokamav. And on that, Rabbanon argued that you're not a chayiv one. The Rabbanon savri, lo yamanit klut kemishuncha dami, you don't say klut kemishuncha, v'lo yisavdele machshavtoi. His intent was that it should land in the beginning of Rishus Rabbim. It ended up landing after 4. So, mamela, you're not going to be chayiv for it so. Aval atol b'mokamav, lo yam chayiv Rabbi Yudah. Lo oilam Rabbi Yudah is not chayiv atol b'mokamav. So, mamela, he's not going on this statement of Mechayev or Rabbi Yudah Shtayim. So it's not going on this. Lo Elam being Matrich, it's not going on this Rabbi Yudah statement. Rabbi Yudah is only Chayev 1, he's not Chayev told the Mokamav. We brought a whole riot that he's Chayev told the Mokamav because that's Rabbanon argue. They argue only on the second Nakuda. That you're not Chayev Navor, but you're Chayev Noitzo. So we see Rabbi Yudah's Mechayev told the Mokamav. But now he's saying Lo Elam Rabbi Yudah is only Mechayev 1. And Rabbanon go for argue on the 1 because it's Lo Iskai Machshavtoi. And Rabbi Yudah holds Iskai Machshavtoi because he say Klut Kemishuncha. On that, the Gemara is again Matcha, and the Gemara says, no, you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayv and told the Mokamav. Lo Yisak Adaitach. We know from a different place Rabbi Yehuda is, yes, Mechayv and told the Mokamav. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Moisif, Afa Shoivit. That means Rabbi Yehuda's Moisif also Shoivit. When you take the Chutim of the Bishas Dariga and you mash with them, you straighten them out, so then, Yechayv for Shoivit. V'hamedaktik, and an additional thing you chayiv on when you take and you bang the chutei orev that are tight, that are not straight and tight, so in order that they shouldn't get tangled up, so then you medaktim, you bang them in certain ways. That's also you chayiv for the tolda of shoivit and tolda of medaktik, which is two toldas. Omuloi, on that the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, shoivit areu bichlal mesich, that is melechas mesich, umedaktik areu bichlal oirik, that is melechas ariga. So what's the yisodim achloikas? If it's bichlal or it's not bichlal, my lav, davdinu letavayu badi adodi. You do all these at the same time. You do oirik, you do shoivit, you do mesich, and you do medaktik. So now the question is, that if you do all these at the same time, Rabbi Yehuda says that you chayv also for the shoivit and medaktik, meaning the tol de mokamav, even though they told us, and Rabbanon say, you're not chayiv on told the Mokamav, you only chayiv 39. So that's what the Rabbanon mean, shoivit b'chal mesach, and medaktik b'chal oirig. So when you're oirig, and when you're mesach, you're not going to be chayiv also for being medaktik and being shoivit. So we see clearly, shmamino, that mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda told the Mokamav, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv told the Mokamav, so Rabbi Yehuda ultimately would be chayiv too, for the hoitzon, for the havara in this case. And then ultimately, this member of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul is going on Rabbi Yehuda, that Mechayv Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. On that, the Gemara is Matzchen, the Gemara says, no, Mimai, Dilma Lo'ilom, Da'avlu Holochudei V'Holochudo. We're talking about that he did it on its own. You did the Etzem Melocha of being medaktik and being Shoivit. V'Rabbi Yehuda told the Mokamav Lo'i Mechayv. And Rabbi Yehuda Lo'ilom would not be Chayv, told the Mokamav. And what's the machloikas if you chayiv on medaktik and shoivit uvahok miflegi? The machloikas Rabbi Rabbanon is as follows. The Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Hani Ovis Nenu. Rabbi Yehuda says there aren't just 39 Ovis. There are 41 Ovis. He's being moisif shoivit and medaktik as two additional Ovis. So mele you'd be chayiv for them even if you do them while you're being mesach and while you're being oirik. They're different Ovim Melachas. The Rabbanon Savri, no. Hani told us Nenu. You're not chayiv on the Toldim Mokamav. They're not, Rabbi Yehuda holds their Ovis, and you're not Chayiv told Mokamav either. But the reason why he's Chayiv is not because they told Mokamav, it's because they're Ovis. Rabbanon hold their Toldis. Ain't not Chayiv and told Mokamav. Rabbanon Savi Han told us Nenu. And take it, and that's why you're not be Chayiv. Zokmal Teda, I'll bring you a proof that that's the case. The Ketoni Rabbi Yehuda Moisif. It says Rabbi Yehuda was Moisif, Shoivit the Medaktik. Now, Iyamet Bishloma, if you hold that these are Ovis, so then it makes sense. My Moisif. Moisef Ovis. I'm being Moisef on the minion of Lamates. I'm being Moisef 41. Eli Yamri told us, if you say they told us, so my Moisef, what do you mean Moisef? They weren't counted in the mission that you're being Moisef an additional told us. Moisef means you're adding on to the number. So if it's Ovis, you're adding on to the minion. But if it's told us, you're not being Moisef on the minion of told us. They're never enumerated in the Mishnah. So it's a riot that the Machlekes is, are they Ovis or are they told us? But Lord Rebbe Yehuda Taka would hold that you're not Chayv told the Mokamav. So the Gemara wanted to say that the machloikas loyalim abid holds you only chayiv one. And the question is, do we say that when a person wants that it should be nach in the beginning of a shusa rabim, is it called this avdalei machshavtoi or not? Rabbi Yudah calls it is avdalei machshavtoi because he say klut kemishuncha, and according to Rabbanu, it's not is avdalei machshavtoi because it landed after four. Frekta b'kveiga and others ask the question, why does the Rebbe Zayda have to land four later? As long as it didn't land where he wanted it to land, even if it's an amen later from where he wanted, it's also lo yiskayim machshavtoi. The machlokes of Rebbe Rabbanon is, I wanted to land point A in the beginning of Shus Rabim, and it landed an amen later. Why does the Gemara have to say that it landed four amas later, and it's called lo yiskayim machshavtoi? The fact that it didn't land where he wanted, it's already called the machlokes in the yiskayim machshavtoi, lo yiskayim machshavtoi. As a frekta b'kveiga. Zokta Netziv in Merem Yisoda, he says that we bald the ganze dalal amas we look upon as one reshus, so it's called the kiyum of niskayim machshavtoi. The dalal amas of the reshus rabim, where he wanted it to land, that dalal amas area space is considered niskayim machshavtoi. I wanted point A and it lands an amas later, that's called niskayim machshavtoi. Only when it's out of that dalal amas, that's where the Gemara's Medukrik, it says, l'soif dalad, so then it's taka machloikas, and if it's called iskai machshavtoi, according to Rabboni, you don't say klutki mishulcha, that's not called a kiyum of machshavtoi, because it's dalal amas away from where you wanted. But if it's an inch away, or if it's an am away, or if it's 3.9 away, that's called an iskai machshavtoi, over where he wanted it to land.
Now, in the Maskonis HaGemara, that Rabbi Yehuda is moisif two of us, so then it's taka not communion, it's takanat 39. According to him, there's 41 of his malachas.
Zog the Gemara, itmar nami rabbi rabbi Yosef dami tavayu, loy chayiv rabbi Yehuda, elo achas. Rabbi Yehuda is only chayiv for the hoitzo, but in Lavoris, takanat chayiv, because that you takanat chayiv, I told the mokamav, you chayiv for the hoitzo, because klut kemishuncha, so it's called iskayim machshavtoi. And you're not chayiv for the avora, because you're not chayiv, and told the mokamav, loyalim, you're not chayiv, and told the mokamav, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that which Rabbi Yehuda was Moisef is Moisef Ovis. He wasn't Michal Moisef, told him Mokamav. Dafka, he considers Shoivet and Medaktik, two new Ovis. Frek de Gemara, Omele Rabin Le Ravashi, Ulamai, the Solikadaitim Ikora. The half minute that we had, the Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim, the Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, Sai for the Hoitso and Sai for the Havore, means the Chayev told him Mokamav. So, why would you be Chayev two Chatois? Ilo Hocha Kabayele, Lochaloy Kabayele. If you want it to land dafka at the beginning of Dalar Amis, then you don't want it to land at the end of Dalar Amis. And if you want it to land at the end of Dalar Amis, so then you don't want it to land at the beginning. So why you chayfer hoitzo? Now Rashi says, Memonav Shech, you will not be chayv on the Havara, only on the hoitzo. Because if you want it to land at the end of the Dalad, that means you didn't want it to land in the beginning of the Dalad. Of the Rishus Rabim. And if he didn't want it to land at the beginning of the Dalad Rishus Rabim, you can't be Mechaya for the Havara. Because there has to be an Akira from the beginning of the Dalad. So you're not Chaya for the Havara. And if you want to land at the beginning of the Dalad, for sure you're not Chaya for the Havara. You're only Chaya for the Itzo. So Rashi says, Memonav Shech, you're only Chaya for the Itzo. And what's happening is you be Chaya on the Tolda too on the Havara. And that works Lishitosi with the Vart of the Stipler. That if you're going to be Chayiv on the Hoitzah, you can't also be Chayiv on the Havara. Because on the Hoitzah, you want this Akira on the different Rishus to help for Hoitzah. That Akira cannot help for the Havara. So you don't have an Havara because you never wanted it to land in the beginning of Dalad to be considered an Akira for the Havara. Either you wanted to land in the beginning of Dalad, you only have Hoitzah. And if you wanted to land at the end of the Dalad, then you only have the Hoitzah, you don't have the Havara because the Havara, you need an Akira in the Tchilas Dalad because you can utilize that first Akira that you have in the different Rishus. But upon effect, the Gemara, what's bechal the havminit to bechayev too? How can you be bechayev too? Lechayra, the ilahachik abayle, lachaloy kabayle, bilach kabayle, lachaloy kabayle. And for the Gemara, amalei, ba'oyme kol mokem shetirtze tenuach. When a person says, I don't care where it lands. Wherever it lands in Rishus Rabim, I'm good with that. So mele yechayev on the hoitzah, as soon as it comes into the airspace of Rishus Rabim, as klut kemishuncha, and yechayev in the havara, because, wherever it lands, I'm good. That means I'm good with the beginning of Dalet also. So Mamela, we see in Ma'is Havara too, that you have from in the Rishus Rabim Dalet Amos. I mean, you only don't see Havara's Dalet Amos when you want it to land in a different spot. Then we don't see a Havara. But if you don't care where it lands, then we take to see a Ma'is Havara because it didn't have Klut Kemishuncha.
Zog du more pshita niskaven lizroik shmoyne vizorak arba.
If a person has an intent to be zorik shmoyne, and he ended up throwing arba. So, harei kosav shem shimon. It's like he wrote shame from the word shimon. You want to write shimon,
So in every shimon, licked in them that you also want to write, you want to write shin mem. So yechayiv, shame is shimon. Yechayiv if you only end up writing shame, because you're in the covenant was to write shame also. So uadin when you're niskaven lizak shmoina and you threw dalad, in every shmoina licked an arba. So yechayiv, you zarek arba too, because at the end of the day, it's kaim machshavtoi. Zog the gemara, niskaven lizak arba. What about the opposite? If your intent was to throw four of his zarek shmoina and it overlapped and it went eight, Mao, what's the din? Mi am ginon ha'apikle. Do we say at the end of the day, I'm being moitzi a chayfet dalad ames rishus rabim? Mine of kumin, I wanted it to go for when eight. I'm being mavi dalad ames. Oy dama no, hechi de boy holoy nach. I wanted the chayfet to be nach in the beginning of dalad, and it wasn't nach over there. So me lam potter. It's on his kai machshavtoy. Zok the gemara v'alav heine de omele rabin l'ravashi. Didn't we answer before the omalei that ba'oyma kamokim shetitza tenuach, that if a person is makbid, then taka, you're not going to be chayev on a hanoch in a different place. So over here also, sayevitz niskaven lizak shmoyna v'zorek dalet, or sayevitz niskaven lizak dalet v'zorek shmoyna, you should be potter, because not niskaven machshavtoi. We said only when you say kamokim shetitza tenuach, but if you don't have kamokim shetitza tenuach, niskaven lizak dalet v'zorek shmoyna, or niskaven lizak shmoyna v'zorek dalet, either way, you should be potter, because it's felt in the sky, machshavtoi. So you're not going to be chayiv. Uda ka'amrit, and that which we compared it to the sugi of a reikos of Shemi Shimon, that's a big difference. You can't compare the two cases to the case of niskaven lizak shmoyin of izorik dalet. Why? Midomi, hosom kam de loik sif shem loy machtav le shimon. You can write shimon without writing shame. You have to write shin mem, and then you can continue writing ayin vav nun. But you need shame to write shimon. But hocha, you don't need to throw dalad and be nach at the end of dalad in order to throw shmoina. Yes, you need to throw dalad to get to eight. But we're not talking about dalad throwing. We're talking about dalad throwing and being nach by the end of dalad. So you don't need the hanocha dalad in order to be derik shmoina. So mele, it's not like shame is shimon. So mele, you attack a bipotev niskaven lizrik shmoina vizorik dalad. Because you're, it ended up being nach b'soiv dalad. That was never nichlal in your kavona to be nach b'soiv shmoina. You don't need the hanocha b'dalad in order to get to eight. So that was never part of your original machshava. Unlike shem is shimon, where shin mem you need in order to write shimon. So haint lemaskona, when it lands at the end of four, it's lo yiskayim machshavtoi, and you taka bipotah.
We'll stop over at the bottom of tzadizayin amud beis, by the gemara tonu rabbonon.